This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
In an era where consumers expect inclusivity from fashion brands, Australian clothing label Witchery has received backlash after choosing to decrease its size range. And the popular fashion label released its Bold Awakening collection and launched the company rebrand, hailed as the New Look Witchery, on Tuesday. Well, Sean Sands is a professor of marketing, Swinburne University of Technology. Sean, welcome back to Drive.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
What has Witchery done?
Yeah, look, they've done a rebrand, and as part of that, they've reduced their size ranging. So they've dropped their size 20, and their maximum size now is a size 18. They've said that they've done some consumer research and that their size range wasn't selling very much, and that's kind of part of the justification for that.
Who's the Witchery brand aimed at traditionally?
Look, it's definitely a broad-based brand that sort of, you know, taps into a wide consumer base. So I often say it's a pretty popular Australian brand.
So what impact has it had on their customers as such?
There's been a bit of backlash since this was launched, and particularly through social media, people kind of saying, look, this is excluding a large portion of shoppers. The brand does say that they think it's between a size maybe 14 and 16 is, you know, very average for an Australian size. But, you know, I guess the reality is that there are many people above and below the average. So those people are sort of crying out, what about me?
Well, in terms of, were they making money from those sizes that they cut? Do you know that?
Not that information is not available. I mean, but they have said publicly that the size range that they've cut was not a large seller. So my guess would be it probably wouldn't be a significant
share
of profit.
When a brand, an iconic brand, does something like this and they receive a backlash, and I'm assuming the backlash is from, like you said, those who can no longer get their appropriate size. What happens? How does it impact the brand in the long term? Does it tend to die off, or does it tend to accelerate and snowball and get worse for them?
Look, it can definitely accelerate and snowball. A lot's going to depend on the brand response here. And one of the things I've seen in the media today is the brand has said that they've readjusted their sizing set to be a bit more stable. There was a lot of backlash from consumers previously about the sizes being not consistent across different product ranges that they had. And they've said that the size 18 is a very similar fit to the previous size 20. So they are trying to kind of, I guess, walk it back a little bit and say, look, we still include you in this space, but for consumers, I think it can definitely spiral out of control here. There can definitely be a huge social media pushback.
They've done, I noticed Witchery has done a lot of work as well with Ovarian Cancer Research Foundation. Could that sort of work save their reputation?
Yeah, look, you can get a halo payoff from the kind of benefits that you invest in, and that definitely they get a lot of goodwill from that. But this is really a different issue, I think, around diversity, being inclusive, and really allowing for all different shapes and sizes to be part of the brand.
How important is it? We all love diversity, definitely, but what does it mean to a brand in terms of dollars to be diverse? Is it a costly exercise to tick that box, or does it pay dividends in terms of the clientele that it attracts?
Look, I think it's almost becoming standard practice for brands these days. I mean, even if the brands aren't selling huge amounts of the ranges, I think it's important to have access and availability for all. And we're seeing this trickle down to fashion shows as well, and the catwalk, and diverse models and diverse advertising campaigns, and the types of models that are being used in promoting brands. So it's not just about the clothes and the range, but it's about being visible and inclusive to all different shapes, sizes, and different abilities.
We talk a lot about the cost of living pressures at the moment, and we know that retail sales are down at the moment. Will other retailers be watching this carefully to see what results from the backlash?
I think so. I think a lot of brands, particularly the fashion brands that we see in the shelves, you know, they do have range of different sizes, and they will be thinking or paying attention to the backlash here, and I think they'll take this into consideration prior to cutting any size of the ranges.
And I suppose it could mean an opportunity for another brand as well.
There are definitely brands that focus on, you know, the upper and lower end of the market in terms of sizing. I think those brands will have a chance to kind of step in and say, hey, look, we definitely cater to these people that are underserved by some of the mainstream brands.
Sean, great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us on Drive.
Thanks for having me.
Sean Sands, Professor of Marketing at Swinburne University.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.